The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
We are well on our way to a new college football season. Happy to have you for College Football Live with Harry Lyles Jr. and Desmond Howard. I'm Wendy Nix. Now, it is not a game of Survivor, at least not yet anyway. However, if it was, well, we'd have a new alliance. And the so-called alliances between the ACC, Big Ten, and Pac-12, here are the commissioners.
Our discussions centered on the unprecedented environment within college athletics today and how best we, together, could address the challenges ahead.
There's turbulence right now in college athletics. There are things that we need to address. We need to have strong leadership. We need to work together. And I'm looking forward to having an opportunity to work with Jim and George and our respective leaders on our campuses and in our conferences to figure a lot of these issues out.
The foundation of college sports is, in many respects, in turmoil. But these matters, while challenging, also present once-in-a-generation opportunities for the leaders in college sports to reevaluate long-standing ways of conducting our business, hit the reset button, and come together to make a positive difference in the future evolution of college sports.
From a longer-term perspective, we are bullish on the scheduling alliance as it will elevate the national profile of all of our teams by playing from coast to coast with college fans across the country as the beneficiaries, and do help create a degree of certainty in an environment that has become increasingly unstable.
Well, they say the agreement represents the future evolution of college athletics and scheduling. So here's what you need to know, some key takeaways. Again, we're talking about an agreement, the ACC, the Big Ten, and the Pac-12. They plan on collaborating on things like academics, diversity and inclusion, social justice, and of course, the future structure of the NCAA. In addition, the three conferences will also look to schedule interconference matchups in football, basketball, and Olympic sports once contracts allow it. We're joined now by senior writer for ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. And Adam, obviously you were there, you listened to the press conference. What's your initial takeaway?
Well, Wendy, this was never going to be a press conference that offered a lot of specifics. You know, there's going to be a scheduling agreement in place, but with so many contracts in place and games scheduled out, you weren't going to get a lot of those parameters just yet. You know, this was done mainly because these leagues and these commissioners feel that college athletics is under siege, so to speak, and they believe by aligning around common values and sort of these abstract areas that they'll ultimately be stronger going forward. But this is always going to be a wait and see type thing. As Pac-12 Commissioner George Kliavkov said of his parents, ultimately it's what you do, not what you say. So I don't know how much they could have said today, barring some type of agreement that they would promise not to poach one another's members, that would really be full of substance. So this is much more about the future, much more about these abstract ideas in these leagues.
You did, though, have the opportunity to ask the commissioners if this was in reaction, of course, to the news that Texas and Oklahoma will join the SEC. Here's what Commissioner Kevin Warren had to say.
I think what that did is that allowed all of us in college athletics to make you maybe take a step back and take a step forward to really start evaluating what will the next 1, 3, 5, 7, 10, 15 years look like in college athletics. So I wouldn't say this is a reaction to Texas and Oklahoma joining the SEC, but I think to be totally candid is that you have to evaluate, you know, what's going on in the landscape of college athletics.
I don't know, Adam, if the why matters all that much, but are you satisfied with the answer to that question?
Well, I think it's certainly one of the factors that drove this alliance to happen, Wendy. And I think what ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips said a little bit after that is telling. He said, listen, normally when one realignment move happens, many others soon follow. And we believe that's not the path that we want to have going forward. We believe we're stronger together. And so this is, I think, looked at by these three leagues as an alternative to realignment. The concern, I think, or the cynicism from outside will say, why didn't you guys just sign a contract saying that? They didn't feel like they had to. They said that the handshake agreements and looking each other in the eye and the trust that they formed over the past few weeks is strong enough. And again, only time will tell, because this is a very dynamic environment. And certainly what the SEC did got everyone's attention around the sport.
And certainly worth noting again that at least right now this alliance is a gentleman's agreement, if you will. Adam, a lot to watch, and we will certainly be doing that. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Desmond, I don't know how many times we said when we heard the news that Texas and Oklahoma would likely join the SEC that that was just the first domino to fall. It was never going to be the only thing to affect the landscape of college football. So does anything about this surprise you or get your attention?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. And like you said, Wendy, actually, it's funny that a couple of weeks ago we were doing College Football Live, and that's when the news broke that Texas and Oklahoma were both going to join the SEC. And now here we are, now a big alliance between the ACC, Pac-12, and Big Ten. And to keep it 100 with you, as a commissioner, for you to sit there and watch what happened with Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC, if you would have just watched it and not made any moves to either try to enhance your conference or at the very least protect your asset, meaning the schools, then you would probably been fired for a derelict of duty. So it made perfect sense that these three conferences, I thought it would be the Pac-12 and Big Ten. The ACC was a surprise, but you had to know that these commissioners were not going to just sit there on their hands and let Texas and Oklahoma join the SEC and do nothing. That was the first domino, Harry, and now we just saw another domino fall, too.
Yeah, Desmond, I think you're right, and I think that was one thing that a lot of us were looking at these other commissioners, like, hey, like, we knew that there was going to be something else that happened, especially when you look at Bob Bowlesby, and it's like, how do you not know what's going on in your conference? But the thing that's amazing to me is that, like, the handshake agreement, like, that's it. I understand that there's a lot of other hoops to jump through, and they wanted to get something done quickly, but a lot of this is just symbolic, which I guess is, like, okay, and that's fine, and stuff like that, but if you look at the list of things that they had, they listed a lot of things that matter, right? Like racial justice issues. They had the gender equality things on there, which we had with the NCAA tournament last year. Listed all these things that all of us can get behind, right? Because they're very important issues. And then got to the things that they actually wanted. So if I'm a player from the Pac-12 and the We Are United group, I'm kind of looking at this like, hey, like, you know, I don't know how seriously I'm supposed to take this if we don't have something documented and agreed upon, so I know that you're going to take this seriously. So it all kind of feels a little flaky to me, but they, like you said, Des, they had to do something.
Well, at the very least, Harry, it feels early, I think, to your point, because eventually these things have to be signed, sealed, and delivered, or you know, the handshake is great, but there's a lot of dollars at stake. So, again, when we rattle off these conferences, at least in principle, have agreed to align, what you don't hear is the Big 12. Okay, we said nothing about the Big 12. Here's what the commissioners had to say about the conspicuous absence of the Big 12.
I'm confident that under Bob's leadership, that he will do what's best for his conference. And again, you know, a lot of these issues that we've been dealing with are issues that have been on the table here for really weeks and not months. And so a lot of this stuff is fresh and new, but I'm sure Bob will figure things out.
Let me put it directly. We want and need the Big 12 to do well. The Big 12 matters in college athletics. The Big 12 matters in Power 5 athletics and our FBS group.
Des, look, I agree the Big 12 matters, but if that's the case, you know, where are they at this point?
I tell you what, that's the million-dollar question. I would love to hear one of them answer that and be as honest as they can. Obviously, all conferences matter in the big landscape of college football, but the Big 12, they just lost their two biggest assets, Texas and Oklahoma. I mean, they're playing the conference right now, but we know they're on their way to the SEC. So I don't think that the Big 12 was as attractive to these other three conferences when it's wanted to form this alliance. I think that's the biggest issue here, Harry. Big 12 without Texas and Oklahoma, they just aren't as attractive to anybody.
Yeah, guys, there's no way that, at least in the eyes of these other three conferences, that the Big 12 matters enough, because if you don't have some sort of legally binding agreement in this and you're having this handshake agreement in a Zoom meeting, those invites don't get lost in the mail, y'all. They're not important enough in the eyes of these other three conferences, and it showed a lot today.
I love that, Harry. No truer words. They certainly did not get lost in the mail, and it is a conspicuous absence. So we'll see what happens. Worth noting again, it's a handshake agreement for now. We'll see what happens. Still to come on College Football Live, it is also time to start talking about college football. We are just days away now from the return of a new season. We'll talk about Chip Kelly and Brett Bielema. How were their squads fare in 2021? They both play this weekend. Plus, there's still a little bit of summer left. We're not ready to kick it out of here just yet. We'll check out how some of our ACC teams are spending their last few days of summer camp. Our top story this afternoon, the announcement that there's a new alliance between three conferences, the ACC, Big Ten, and Pac-12. They say it's the future evolution of college athletics and scheduling. There's no signed contract at this point, just a handshake agreement between the 41, perhaps soon-to-be member institutions. It's time now, though, for college football. We are just days away. We call it week zero. Several teams will be shaking off some rust. UConn, New Mexico State, Alcorn State, and NC Central. We'll be playing this Saturday, the first time since 2019 after missing last season due to COVID. There's one Power 5 matchup, a Big Ten battle between Nebraska and Illinois. Scott Frost had posted three sub-500 seasons at his alma mater, while former Wisconsin and Arkansas head coach Brett Bielema will make his debut for Illinois. And speaking of coaches, Chip Kelly will kick off his fourth season at UCLA as the Bruins host Hawaii. At the Rose Bowl, just like Frost, Kelly has yet to have a winning season in his 3 years at UCLA. Harry, I'll start with you. Is this the year, so to speak, that Chip Kelly will get his squad over the hump?
I do think we're going to see a lot of improvement out of them this season. They went 3-2 last year, and honestly, for as difficult as all the seasons were last year, Pac-12 had a really difficult one. I think UCLA had a season where, you know, that was as good as they could have asked for. According to my man Bill Connolly, they're returning 93% of their production. Even talked to a couple of his other players during the summer, and they like how he's grown as a coach, and they think that they're going to have a good year this year. Obviously, Oregon and USC are going to be the favorites in that conference, but I do think that we're going to see a better UCLA team this year for sure.
Des, look, Brett Bielema, no stranger to the head coaching ranks, not by a long shot. In fact, what do you anticipate from Bielema in his first year at Illinois?
I tell you what, Wendy, I think, you know, you look at a guy like Coach Bielema, he's very familiar with the landscape of the Big Ten. He knows how to coach in the Big Ten, spent some years in the NFL, so he's going to bring a lot of new, fresh ideas with him. And the cupboard isn't bare. I mean, Lovie Smith left him 18 returning starters, 9 on offense, 9 on defense. They were 2-6 a year ago. They will be a much tougher team, a much more physical team, and I think a much more disciplined team. I think we're going to see a better Illinois team when they take the field against Nebraska.
Well, again, it's coming quick. Just a couple of days now, 4, I guess, to be exact. We call it week 0, and then we've got week 1. So teams are really winding down. And take a look at this, though. It still feels like summer. And so in some instances, these guys have been in 2-a-days. They've been working hard for weeks now. We'll talk about the Pitt Panthers first, who were headed to practice, all right? And then Coach Narduzzi says, you know what? Hold up. We're going to go to the amusement park instead, which you know got everybody's attention. But guys, I don't want to point it out, but I don't know if there's a weight limit on this thing. That would be the offensive lineman on that thing, and I do not want to be. I don't know if you want to be in front or behind. Look at those guys.
Hey, this time of the year, you always want to try to do something creative for your team and get them away from the field.
Yep. You know what? Who needs shirts? You don't need shirts. But I tell you what, he's not the only one. Take a look at the very welcome announcement for Miami. Watch this.
All right, I hope everybody had a good recovery this morning. Make sure we're on airplane mode, locked in, ready to go. But I want to really unpack something we had a conversation this morning in the defensive staff room. I really want to unpack emotional toughness. Because guys, external pressures put on you all, we recognize as a coaching staff. And golf, to me, is such a great example of emotional toughness. It's just the ball. It's just sitting there, so it's you and your what?
Mind.
And your mind, and your thoughts. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Justin.
Yes, sir.
Let's cancel meetings. We're going to Topgolf.
Who would put a car dealership next to a Topgolf?
Hey, get it from Tim right now. It's right here.
Tiger Lewis.
Yeah. Oh, no, you almost kicked the thing off. Don't worry about it. Do it again.
What I hit?
Not the ball.
Hey, what?
Are y'all getting it?
It's already on Instagram Live, so.
Hey, go to it. Game on the line.
Give me a scenario.
You gotta pass the
yellow.
Yellow.
You
down 2 points.
Oh! Not bad. You want to turn your hips, and that'll make the ball inside out. If anything, it'll go right.
Coach Diaz got gloves, shoes, golf club. They were mentally and physically prepared for this.
We got Jimmy the boot.
Got the boot on. The ball in the air. Oh! Them boys fighting. Welcome to camp.
No, nothing better than your mental makeup and golf. I quit after 5 holes yesterday. I'm not proud, but it is true. I got so mad. Des, listen, Clemson's got the Atlantic wrapped up previously. They've dominated for the past 2 years. Who wins the ACC Coastal this year?
Well, I got to say, look like those guys went to Charles Barkley School of Golf. But anyway, I'm going to go with the Canes. I'm going with the Canes. Getting De'Aaron King back off the ACL. Reports coming out of Coral Gables is he's 100%. But I think the biggest change is going to be Manny Diaz. Manny Diaz is now going to take over full duties as a defensive coordinator. So I think that's going to be extremely important. Coming out with that game against Alabama, neutral site game in Atlanta, we're going to learn a lot about Miami. But Harry, I gotta go with the Canes.
Yeah, Des, I know a popular pick for everybody right now is North Carolina. Obviously, everybody loves Sam Howell. They're returning an experienced offensive line, but man, he lost a lot of weapons that are getting some preseason NFL reps right now. So I'm with you right here. I'm going with Miami. You know, De'Aaron King's finally healthy, not just from a physical standpoint, but from a financial standpoint as well. I think that as long as they're able to replace some of their pass rushers that they lost to the NFL, that Miami should have a pretty good year this year. And obviously, we're going to find out early what they're made of.
Well, you're right. Sam Howell lost his top 4 targets from last year. That can make a big difference. We'll see. Again, we'll see soon with all of these teams as college football draws closer. We've got a kickoff weekend. We call it week 0. Next weekend will be the first full weekend of college football. But this time around, we've got the 18th annual MEAC SWAC Challenge. It's Alcorn State squaring off against NC Central. 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 Pacific on ESPN and the ESPN app. It is our celebration of the HBCU's history and college game day. Dez, you'll be there as well. We look forward to it. Backstreet's
back, all right. It's time for college football.
Oh, my God, we're back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody say.
So fast, my friend.
Got a question for you, better answer now. Am I everything you need? You better rock your body now.
My, what a long, strange trip it has been. What once seemed normal now seems nostalgic. What we used to expect now exceeds all expectations. After a season most notable for protocol, safety measures, and medical jargon, we turn a page, tip our hat to science, and look ahead to the actual competition and celebration. The pageantry rivaled rarely by any other sport. Finally, we can let the bands play. Let the crowd roar in a valiant effort to drown out what we've lost and welcome what we've learned. A new perspective and an appreciation of the togetherness we once took for granted. Without question, the cardboard cutouts were a novel solution to a problem we never knew we'd have. But there isn't a likeness in the world that can rival the real thing, the exuberant, hopeful faces of college football. It's certainly possible the tide rolls again. Conceivable that an outlier returns to its once fine form, or maybe the biggest storyline that emerges is one we never saw coming. It's that possibility, that potential, that draws us right back. Not right back to the new normal, if you will. What does that mean anyway? To the now, the here and the now, and the game we've earned the right to be grateful for like never before. I think for a lot of us, we've never looked more forward to the debut of college football than we will this time around. Dez, what are you most looking forward to?
Wendy, I'm looking forward to new faces at the most important position in all of football, the quarterback position. At places like Ohio State, you got C.J. Stroud taking over for Justin Fields, who's now with the Bears. He has a great receiving room. You got Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson. I want to see how he's going to perform. But then you got Bryce Young. Bryce Young got the Bears to the keys to the Bears of Tuscaloosa, Harry. I want to see how he does, too.
Harry?
Dez, I want to see how Alabama reloads off the best season that they've had in school history, at least a team that we see on paper. Let's see how it goes for them.
All right, we're back again tomorrow, just 4 days away. Guys, College Football Live, 3 o'clock Eastern. For Harry and Desmond, I'm Wendy. Get ready for football. It is coming fast. See-